return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Welcome to a service at Holy Life Tabernacle in Brookings, South Dakota. We are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Now let's go into the sanctuary, and here's today's message.
Our God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah. I love you, David. God bless you. You know, we get around to a lot of different places over the years, and one thing about Pastor Dave and Jeannie and this church is it is five diamond, and I really mean that. You know, it's a church of excellence. They do things with excellence. And when you, I love the body of Christ. It's very diverse, but I love being here. Hallelujah. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing that is. Well, tonight I'm going to share a little bit on some laws for 2016. Hallelujah. And I want to pray for you. Father, thank you for a body of Christ that comes out with a high of four below. And Lord, I'm going to give them a law right now. I'm going to give them a law, and I'm going to give them a prediction. I'm going to give them a prophecy that anybody that comes out on a night of a high of four below is going to be at a very, very special blessing in their life. So I want you to fasten your seat belts tonight, hallelujah, because God is going to give you something tonight. This is by way of prophecy that's going to help you over the top in 2016. This is the children's bread, and it's all yours tonight. And everybody said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, 2016, I believe, is going to be a year of overflow. Somebody say overflow. You might have been planning an ordinary year. God has been planning an extraordinary year. Amen. Remember, your enthusiasm is an indicator of what's coming. Turn to your neighbor and say, what's coming? Good things are coming. Hallelujah. It's contagious. It tells other people what you're expecting in advance. Hallelujah. So I want to stir you up. Hallelujah. Get it from your head to your heart. Hallelujah. That the promises of God, all the promises of God are yes and amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. David said, I've pitched my tent in a land called hope. Somebody say amen. I packed the station wagon, hallelujah. I got the baby seat. I got the luggage in the back. And I've made my mind. I've got a new zip code, hallelujah. I've changed my address, hallelujah. We're moving, honey. We're going toward a land called hope. This is going to be a land where you can raise your kids, hallelujah. This is going to be a land where you can prosper, hallelujah. This is going to be a brand new land, hallelujah. And God is on my side, and I'm not looking back, hallelujah. Thank God for a land called hope. Praise God. Now, first law, hallelujah. We're going to look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. And it says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, has commanded thee. Now, don't turn from the right hand or to the left. And I'm going to tell you something. I want you to stay focused in 2016. Now, how many know Peter? He lost his focus when he was walking on the water. There are some things, if you focus on them long enough, they have the ability to sink you. Jesus gives you the permission, hallelujah, to not focus on the storm. Somebody say amen. Amen. That thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. Hallelujah. Bible says this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you're going to meditate in it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then you're going to have good success. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Success is not accidental. Somebody say amen. That the Bible says this is a law. He gave them a law to do this. Hallelujah. It's kind of like a warranty on your car. If you do what the manufacturer tells you to do, they're going to guarantee you're going to be okay. You might bend a fender. Your tire might go flat, or your engine might blow up. But the guarantee is that everything's going to be all right. Turn to your neighbor and say, everything's going to be all right. And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible, this is what it says, according to this law right here, that if we'll do this law, you're going to be successful. Matter of fact, Bible says you're going to have good success. Somebody say good success. Amen. Good success. Now, how many know that a drug dealer can have some success, but it's not good success? God says you're going to have good success. Amen. Say good success. Yeah, hallelujah. So the first law is do what God has called you to do. Amen. Just do what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. And I want to be fearless, radical, and fanatical in 2016. Amen. I want to be guilty by association. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Say guilty by association. I want to be associated with Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to say, you're guilty as charged. You're one of them. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. So do what God, first law that's going to bring you over top in 2016, do what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And how many know, now the Bible says, God said, God gave the responsibility of this success totally up to Joshua. Somebody say amen. He said, if you will do this, put this law into your heart, get up in the morning, read your Bible, come on to church service at 4 below. He said, I'm going to guarantee your success. This is a law. This ain't a promise. This is a law. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to guarantee your success. You can't fail. Hallelujah. Amen to that. Thank you, Jesus. So a law is going to help you, praise God. Amen. It's going to protect you. It's going to sustain you. It's going to preserve you. Hallelujah. It's going to promote you. There's a promotion. 2016 is going to bring a promotion, hallelujah, in your personal life. They're going to say, I like that guy. I'm going to raise him quite naturally to the top of the stack. Somebody say, there's promotion coming your way in 2016. I want you to mix that, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That is a law. Thank you, Jesus. Submit that, praise God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, he said, and I'll give unto you the keys. How many know you unlock things with keys? Somebody say amen. I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, you're going to be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Now I'm going to tell you something. If it exists in heaven, it's supposed to exist on earth. What's really amazing is you have the ability to stop things from happening. Now, I didn't say that. The Bible said. Now, watch this. It said, Kevin, Cindy, I'm going to give you these keys. And with these keys, somebody say, with these keys. With these keys, you're going to be able to bind things on earth. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You control on earth what heaven says. Turn to your neighbor and say, wow. In other words, this ain't up to God. He said, I already gave you the power. Somebody say amen. Thank God. Matter of fact, Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven, hallelujah. Amen to that. If it exists in heaven, it's supposed to exist on earth, thank you, Jesus. Now, I can't change the world, but I can tell you, I can change my world. And I can change my kids' world, hallelujah. And we're going to prophesy, and we're going to speak into their life, and we're going to be creative, hallelujah. Some people would love to have your problem. Somebody say amen to that. Some people would love to have your job, hallelujah. Some people would love to have your traffic jam, hallelujah. How many know? Now, listen, we're not dodging bullets in Baghdad. Somebody say amen. God is on your side. It's going to be a breakout year, but he's going to use you. He gave that responsibility to Joshua. He gives that responsibility to you. Somebody say amen. He said, I'm going to give you the keys. Hallelujah. Rain's coming. Somebody say amen to that. Rain in 2016 is coming your way. Hallelujah. Blessings are coming into your life. Thank you, Jesus. Gladness is coming. Sadness is leaving in 2016. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rain's coming. I hear the sound of abundance. Somebody say amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I can't get to Sturgis on I-29. Hallelujah. No, when I put these laws into effect, praise God, if I'm on I-29 and I'm heading to Sturgis, turn to your neighbor and say, he's going the wrong way. No. I got to get on I-90. Somebody say I-90. I got to get on I-90. It's a straight shot. And if I get on I-90... I'm guaranteed. If we'll do things God's way, somebody say amen. God's way, that's a law. He'll guarantee your success, praise God. Hallelujah. God has already said yes to you being blessed in 2016. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The depth of your past is an indication of the height of your future. Somebody say hi. You're going to fly high in 2016. God's going to break off a lot of old things, praise God. The things that had you stuck in 2015, God's breaking them off in the name of Jesus. He's breaking them off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. He's going to give you the ability to do more. Somebody say more. Overflow. Hallelujah. Increase. Thank God. This is God's law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. I got to give you my second law. Work hard at being a leader. Amen to that. Work hard at being a leader. Excellence doesn't come by accident. And when I say that about Deva and Jeannie, I mean that, praise God. If you're going to be excellent, you got to do things with excellence. Hallelujah. So work hard at being a leader. That's what he told Joshua. Joshua, I'm going to do all this here. But he said, but you got to do it. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to do it. Thank God. Hallelujah. You got to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, dear. John 15, verse 4 and 5. The Bible says, abide in me and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit by itself, except it abide in the vine. How many know Jesus is the vine? Got to abide in him. No more can you except you abide in me. I'm the vine. You're the branches. How many know he's the potter? We're the clay. Somebody say amen. He's not going to change his law to accommodate my misbehavior. Somebody say amen. He God. Right. So it says, you're the branches, and that abides in me and I in you, the same will bring forth fruit. Somebody say fruit. Fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, gifts are free. Somebody say hallelujah. Fruit, you grow. Somebody say fruit, you grow. Joshua, Kevin, Cindy, Stevie, this is up to you. Fruit, you grow. Hallelujah. Amen to that. There's a shift coming. Hallelujah. There's a shift coming. Thank you, Jesus. I've almost had a shift in my pulpit. There's a shift coming. There's a turnaround coming. So say amen to that. Amen. There is a turnaround. There's a turnaround coming. Hallelujah. Somebody say all of a sudden. All of a sudden, there's a turnaround coming. Hallelujah. You didn't even see it coming. It came almost like it sideswiped you. Hallelujah. There's a shift coming. He's the vine. We're the branches. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Everything Adam lost, Jesus got back on the cross. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thank God. There's going to be more peace in your life. There's going to be more health in your life. Hallelujah. There's going to be more money in your life. How come I can say that? Because the Bible says that. He's already made a way where there didn't seem to be no way. Hallelujah. Thank God. 2016 is a year of overflow. Thank God. How many know we've got to be aware of the office that we carry? Somebody say amen to that. People are studying you. Hallelujah. You're a different ticker. Hallelujah. You're a different drummer. Hallelujah. And people are studying you. So be aware of the office that you carry. Hallelujah. Amen. The third law is motivate yourself. Amen. That's called faith. Somebody say amen. Motivate yourself. Hallelujah. How many know you feed your faith enough, you'll starve your doubts to death? Somebody say amen. How many want to starve your doubts to death? Wave at me. Hallelujah. Good. Thank you, Jesus. Failure and success is not up to God. It's up to you. Hallelujah. He's given you everything you need to be an absolute out-and-out winner. He takes sinners and makes winners. Somebody say amen. You're successful on the inside because you're the branch and he's the vine. Somebody say amen. Without God, you can't do it. And without you, he won't. Somebody say amen. The law gives you control over the outcome because it's a law, not a promise. He said, if I'll do this, you're going to do this. If you do your end, I'm going to do. How many know God keeps better books than the IRS? Somebody say amen to that. He said, this law gives you control over the outcome of your life. Oh, hallelujah. That's pretty cool. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's pretty cool. Thank God for that. And so Mark chapter 4, verse 26, now this is what it says. And Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God
as if a man should cast a seed in the ground. And you're going to go to sleep. Rise up night and day, and the seed should bring forth and grow up. And he doesn't even know how. Somebody say amen. He don't even know how, Samuel. The farmer, he's doing this, but he don't know how it's all working. Matter of fact, that's the way the kingdom works. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, for he doesn't know how it works. He just knows it's a law. Somebody say amen. It's the law of seed time and harvest. Somebody say amen. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn of ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts a sickle in because the harvest has come. Somebody say amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, the harvest is coming. Thank God, the harvest is coming. He didn't. Listen what it doesn't say. It didn't say he's going to go to bed and worry about this. It didn't say he's going to lay on his bed because he's going to pray in tongues because he ain't sure how this is all going to hash out. It did not say that. It says he goes to bed. The farmer's going to bed. He's going to sleep. Why? Because he's convinced that the law works. He's absolutely convinced that I put it in the ground, I do it every year, it works. I'm going to tell you something. In the same way, for the kingdom of God, you can be absolutely convinced that if you'll put these things in your life, absolutely convinced that God's going to do his end. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Seeds, hallelujah, and victory. I want to enlarge your vision, hallelujah. I don't want you to bite your fingernails. I just want you to know that God's on your side. It's going to work for you, hallelujah. Thank God. Seed will produce fruit. What you do according to the law will produce fruit. Thank you, Jesus. The fourth law is to expect a harvest in your life. Somebody say amen. Expect it. David said, surely goodness and mercy are going to chase me down like a couple of hound dogs. Somebody say amen. He was so convinced that mercy was coming, that goodness was coming. He had fully persuaded himself, man, God's on my side. I can't lose. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Expect a harvest. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When you obey the law, you control the outcome. Somebody say amen. You control the outcome. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, it says, he that walks with the wise... Amen. You're going to get wise if you walk with the wise. But a companion of the fool shall he be destroyed, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Gather good people around you. Somebody say amen. Fifth law is gather some people around you. You rise by association. You do not have to invent the wheel, hallelujah. Study other successful people, hallelujah. See what they're doing, praise God. Hang around them. There's some people in your life that you might have to just say, I love you, but I just can't hang with you as close as we did before. Because I am going to a new level. Somebody say a new level. I'm going to another place. That's what David said. I've packed my bags toward a land called hope, hallelujah. And I'm not going to let anybody, anything slow me or my family down. Amen to that. Gather good support around you. Now, I know I'm preaching to the four below crowd, hallelujah, that you came because you know there's blessings waiting for you, hallelujah, thank God. Look at your circle of friends, somebody say amen. It's a law of wisdom, thank you, Jesus, amen. Law of wisdom, praise God. If you're going to be wise, praise God. How many know the difference between a coffin and a rut are two ends kicked out? Somebody say amen. So do new things. Don't be afraid to get out on the end of the bush. How many know that's where the fruit is? Hallelujah. Take some risk. Turn to your neighbor and say, take some risk. Take some risk, hallelujah. That's where the big blessing is, hallelujah. Put big things in front of your eyes, hallelujah. He called out Abraham. He said, I want you to look up. Count them if you can. Put big things in front of your eyes. Put big goals in front of your eyes. Things that you couldn't even possibly get done by yourself. That's faith. Somebody say amen. He that walks with the wise shall be wise. Man, just say, I'm wise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the fifth one is gather good support around you. Look at your circle of friends. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Praise God. Somebody say amen. How many know a bad life requires just as much energy, maybe more, than a good life? How many know good habits will keep you in bad times? You just keep limping in. There's a blessing waiting for you. Hallelujah. You're changing. Watch me change before your very eyes. Hallelujah. I'm changing. Hallelujah. I've come in. I got knocked off some of the rough stuff. Hallelujah. And I got filled up and I'm going forward. Somebody say forward. I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I think I lost a law. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm looking for number six. Well, I'm going to make one here. I'm going to make a law. Now, you listen. You ain't got no right to talk to me like that. Yeah, this is my sermon. If I want to make a law, I'm going to make a law. Here's a sixth law. You come out on a four or below night, you're going to get a blessing. Write it down. That's law. That's law. That's law. Hallelujah. All right, we settled that one. I lost the law. Amen, amen, amen. Wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get it. Somebody say get it. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to win it. Hallelujah. Number seven, seventh law. Let me say amen. Develop a restoration mentality. Hallelujah. Amen. God's in the repair business. There's nothing in your past that can keep you from your destiny. Somebody say amen to that. He can fix what you broke. Every one of us had a bent left rim. You fall down seven times, get up eight. Turn to your neighbor and say, get up eight. So get a restoration mentality for you. Get a restoration mentality for your kids. Get a restoration mentality for your money, for your marriage, for your ministry. Somebody say amen to that. Get a restoration mentality. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Develop a restoration mentality. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, think not, Jesus said this. Now watch this. He said, don't think that I've come to destroy the law. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Or the prophets. And I am not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus fulfilled this. He said, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or not one little tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till it all be fulfilled. Somebody say amen. Whosoever there shall so break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Now watch this. Get a library setting here. Shh. Turn to your name and say, shh. But whosoever shall do and teach what I'm teaching on tonight, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to tell you something. If you'll take this message and you preach it again, you're going to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Somebody say amen to that. Why? Because it's a law. Amen. It is a law. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you teach someone else this kingdom message, you're going to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now, how many know worry is like paying interest on a car loan that you ain't even got yet? Somebody say amen. It's a perfect waste of creative imagination. You know, it just takes a lot to worry. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Some of us worry about everything. Don't pray about nothing. Somebody say amen. I pitch my tent in a land called hope. Hallelujah. I'm not going to live like that. Praise God. God has given you the gift of imagination to keep you from focusing on your present condition. Somebody say amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to get out of the safe zone into the faith zone. How many know you step out, God will step in. There's certain things he's going to call you to in the next month, hallelujah, that you're going to go, I ain't sure I can do it. How many know that's kind of cool? When you don't think you can do it, somebody say amen. Well, I want to stretch you, praise God. Unless you stretch your limits, you set your limits, hallelujah. So we want to get into the faith zone, praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Bible says in Romans chapter 2, verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Amen. God wants to transform you. I once was, I now am. I used to think like that. Now I've been fully persuaded, hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm like the farmer. I'm going to lay down, and I'm just going to go to bed. Hallelujah. I don't have to think about that stuff. I know it's going to work. Turn to him and say, I know it's going to work. I know it's going to work. Thank God. Hallelujah. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. That you may prove what that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Self-control implies that you're in charge of your emotions. Self-control, self-discipline, excellence implies that you are in control of your emotions. You are in control of your destiny. You are in control of your finances. You are in control of your ministry. Somebody say amen. You're in control of your thoughts. I'm in control of my words. I'm fully in control of my words. Hallelujah. I base that on the law. Somebody say amen. I'm in control of my actions. Amen to that. Hallelujah. The eighth law. Don't you forget that sixth law. You come out in the four below night, that's your sixth law. Amen. The eighth law. Have self-control. Somebody say amen to that. And, of course, I'm preaching to the Sunday night crowd that comes out in the four below, but maybe they'll listen to it on the Internet. Hallelujah. Have self-control. Plan to be blessed. Write it down. I write down, I started all 12 months, and I write things in there, and I write, make it plain on paper on purpose. Somebody say amen. Plan to be blessed. Plan to make money. Hallelujah. Thank God. You're the best of the best. You're Five Diamond Club. Let me say amen to that. You're self-studied. You're amazing. I don't know who that was. I prayed for a young man over there, and I said today, man, buddy, you have already come over the oceans. Hallelujah. You have broken racial barriers. Somebody say amen to that. You've broken economic barriers. Hallelujah. You've broken things off of you that people spoke on you. You said, I'm not going to buy into that one. I'm not biting into that apple. Somebody say amen to that. God is on your side. There's great things in your future. Thank God. So have self-control. It implies that you have control over everything you do and you do. Amen. God said, I've commanded a blessing on you and I cannot. And I will not reverse it. Somebody say amen. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them. Turn to your neighbor and say, and do them. That thou mayest prosper in the thing that you do. Now, how many know God wants you? He doesn't want you just average. Somebody say amen. I got that book from Pastor Dave, Your Enemy is Average. I still read it on a regular basis. Because God doesn't want you to be average, amen. He wants you to be above average, somebody say amen. He wants you to be in the excellent category, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen. The Bible says, therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do the, and you will prosper in the thing that you do. Oh, hallelujah. Now, how many know if we're still responding to situations like we did 5 years ago? Uh-oh. Turn to your neighbor and say, oh. Seriously, if you're still responding to life like you were 5 years ago, we got to change. You're changing from glory to glory. Somebody say amen. Psalm 34, 37, verse 4, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Obstacles are simply opportunities for advancement. Hallelujah. God's challenging you, praise. It's like working out. Pastor Dave's down at the gym. I'm buying donuts. No, I'm trying. I'm getting better and better and stronger every day. Thank you, Jesus. I kind of like that stuff. Praise God. Amen. God wants you well physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, every area of your life. He cares more about you than you care about you. Let me say amen. Obstacles are simply opportunities for advancement. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Did I give you number 9? Nobody, keep your temper. Nobody else wants it. Somebody say amen to that. Keep your temper. Nobody else wants it. I can assure you that. Let's not respond to things like we did before. Amen. Jesus wouldn't do that, right? Amen. He just wouldn't do that. He loved people, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. And we tonight have made record time. You're witnessing a new world record. Somebody say amen to that. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mount. Somebody say amen. You've been where you're at long enough. Somebody say amen to that. It's time to move on. I want you to stand up with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. You stand up. I want to pray a blessing on you. It is time that you move on. Hallelujah. I pitched my tent in a brand new land called hope. I got a new zip code. I got a new address. I got a new destiny. Hallelujah. I got a brand new land. Thank you, Jesus. It's a land where we can flourish. It's a land where we can be blessed. It's a land where our kids can be blessed. It's a land where we can sharpen one another. Hallelujah. It's a land where we can grow in grace and the knowledge of you. Hallelujah. It's a land where we can just come in and it's family. We celebrate progress. Hallelujah. I don't care how little the progress, we celebrate it. Hallelujah. It's a land where people could come in and, man, straight from the jailhouse, and they can feel like, oh, man, I think I fit here. Hallelujah. It's a new land. Thank you, Jesus. This is a brand new land. It's a new day. God's fresh anointing is flowing your way. It's going to be a season of power and prosperity. It's going to be a season, and it's flowing to you and me. And that's even happening right now. Healing rain, tears of joy and tears of pain are washed away in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Where his blood ran red, my sins washed white. Somebody say amen to that. God is changing you from the inside out. Hallelujah. He's changing your situation. Hallelujah. He's changing family situations in the name of Jesus. There doesn't look like there's one iota change, but I assure you, based on the law, there's a change happening right now. In the name of Jesus. Kids are going to come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. Name of Jesus. Grandkids are turning around in 2016 in the name of Jesus. Finances are changing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is your year. I'm going to tell you, this is the year for entrepreneurial breakout. Hallelujah. This is the year, hallelujah, where you're going to get out of the box. Hallelujah. This is the year you're thinking it's sink or swim. And I'm telling you, friend, you're going to be a water walker, not a bow rider. This is your year. I'm doing this because of my law, says the Lord. I've given you all the controls, and you're destined to win. Somebody say amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the Sunday night crowd. I thank God for people. I thank God for my friends are here. I thank God when I come in, they're faith-filled people, hallelujah. They're givers. They can't give until it hurts because it never hurts. They walk by faith and not by sight, hallelujah. They're mature in the Lord, hallelujah. They love God and they love people, and it's evident. It's written all over them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pronounce a blessing on that. I'm going to tell you something. God is very, very, very happy with you. He's got great, great opportunities ahead of you. Even this week, God is going to open up doors, hallelujah. Doors for the expansion of his kingdom, hallelujah. People are getting desperate now. You're going to be the life jacket, seriously, this week for somebody in your office, hallelujah. You're going to make all the difference in the world to them, hallelujah. You're going to be a pharmaceutical center for them. You're going to have the right medicine. You're going to have the right prescription. You've got what they need, says the Lord. I'm going to use you in great ways this year. This year, you're going to have so many people that you win to Jesus, you couldn't reckon them up in order, says the Lord. I'm doing this. I'm causing a great wave, a tsunami of blessings, hallelujah. Wave after wave after wave of my goodness. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Even now, it's beginning to rain, says the Lord, hallelujah. Even now, it's beginning to rain, hallelujah. This is of me, says the Lord, hallelujah. My rain is coming. The rain is coming, hallelujah. It's a sign of my blessing on your life, says the Lord. Hallelujah. The rain is coming, says the Lord. Goodness is coming, says the Lord. Sadness is leaving, says the Lord. I'm on your side, hallelujah. I'm causing you to rise, says the Lord. So fly high, says the Lord. For I'm about to do what you couldn't do. 2015 is gone, and 2016 is the year of opportunity. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Fasten your seatbelt for the ride of your life, says the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we'll put on some music. Thank you for coming out on a very cold Sunday night. Thank you, Pastor Dave. Love you, Dave. Hallelujah.
Our God is an awesome God. He raised from heaven above.
Thank you for listening to this inspirational message. We trust that you were encouraged in your faith. For additional information or resources, please contact the church at 605-692-4616. You can email us at holylife@brookings.net. or visit our website at holylifetabernacle.com. If you're in the Brookings area, please stop by to visit a service. We are located at 241 Mustang Pass, just off Main Avenue South. Our service times are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., also Wednesday nights at 7. God bless you.